K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Just dropped a bomb on the Devil's Playhouse. This is Pastor Gregory Tenney of New Life Ministries, and we are attached and a part of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to also ask that you will support this broadcast, that you would make all checks and monetary value of negotiable papers payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you will mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. Boom! Now it's time to drop the bomb on the devil. Look, I just want to talk briefly to you on the subject of good leaders, good leadership. And as we know in life and in this today's society, it is really hard to find good leadership. But my brothers and sisters, I come to let you know that when we are allowing God to be first in our lives, we are allowing God to take a residence in our lives, that we can't help but be good leaders. But God wants us to be good leaders, good stewards of Him. Exodus 18 and 21, it says, "But select capable men from all people, men who fear God, trustworthy, men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, and fifties, and ten of men and women." Psalms 32 and 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel with you with my loving eye on you." So my brothers and sisters, we must know that God institutes, He anoints, and He appoints the position of good leaders. And God wants us to be good leaders. And the only way we can be good leaders is that we have to follow His instructions. I know we have people that are leading in different areas of life. We have those that are spiritual leaders. We have those that are leaders in the school system. We have those that are leaders and call themselves politicians. But just let me enlighten your heart, my brothers and sisters. It does not matter what area that you label yourself in. In order to be a good leader, you have to first be instructed by God. And God will keep His eye on you. Walking with God requires an intimate, prayer-filled reliance upon Him. Christian leadership is truly impossible if you haven't prioritized fostering a deep spiritual sensitivity. My brothers and sisters, we as leaders have failed in so many different ways, and what happened is we want to blame other folk. You know, have you ever seen where those who want to have certain positions, or those who are trying to be elected to certain positions, we find that they talk a good talk while they are campaigning or while they are trying to get in the position. But once they get in the position, then everything changes. You got to know that if you, as the people of God, would allow God to instruct you and direct you, then guess what? There won't be any mistakes. But we really should stop and ask ourselves, where are we at fault? See, a lot of times we want to put the fault and the blame on other leaders where we are at fault ourselves. And then even in the midst of choosing, sometimes we'll be at fault because we don't choose them for the right reasons. We don't choose them in the right way. We choose them for our own selfish gain. But because we only speak out when we see an opportunity to gain, my brothers and sisters, if you as a leader only speak out when it profits you, then you are not a leader for the people. You are not a leader for God. And we have to stop doing things on our own behalf. But look, God wants us to see the true picture, and that is we all have failed, and until we come together as a people, we will remain in our storms that we have in life. Note, people, pay attention to what is happening in your city, in your churches, on your job forces. Pay attention and be very instrumental in helping to restore a damaged relation that you may have in those areas that we have been longing for, a relationship that we have been desiring. It is easy to damage and destroy. But note that God wants us to stop focusing on the problem and remember that he is the solution to all that we fail to do. Because we are our Lord and Savior gives us the vaccine in our lives. He gives us the vaccination even in the midst of this COVID-19. Because he said in 2 Chronicles 13, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sins and heal their land. We have to know, my brothers and sisters, that God has a vaccine for everything in life. And I want you to know that vaccine is just pleading the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash us whiter than snow. God wants to take care of us. God wants to lead us. God wants to direct us. God wants to protect us. God wants to help us. God wants to nurture us. God wants to restore us. But these things cannot happen until we give our all and all to him. Everybody who say they are a leader does not have leadership qualities. Everyone who may come and want to acquire your support, look, a good leader, you will find that a good leader, his sheep will follow him. A good leader, people will follow. And you can see the signs of a good leader by the people who follow him. And I'm not saying that you have to have a millions of people following you. I'm saying that the people that are in your sector, that are in your congregation, that are in your space, if they don't follow you, something is seriously wrong. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, that the Bible says that we do all make mistakes because it says we all sin and come short of the glory of God. And that just tells me that we will all make errors. We will all make mistakes. We will all stumble and fall sometime. But isn't it good to know that we serve a God that even in the midst of falling, God picks us up? Even in the midst of our stumbling, God will not stagnate our walk, but he'll straighten our walk up. And God wants to do that for all of us, each and every one of us. God wants to protect us. God wants us to prosper in life. leaders, whatever area that your expertise is in, whether it's in government, because you know Romans do speak about government. It speaks about that. It tells that God instituted the positions of government. So those who govern over us, God instituted those positions. And as he has instituted it, then we should follow those instructions that are given to us. Just as we'll be given instructions about this COVID-19, we've been told to sanitize. We've been told to social distance. We've been told to wear masks. And I'm still seeing folk walking around with no mask on, as though this plague that have come into our society won't bother them. But let me just enlighten your heart. COVID-19 does not discriminate. It don't care how old you are, how young you are. Matter of fact, it don't even care what your sexual preference is. COVID-19, when it hits, baby, it hits. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, God wants to take care of us. God wants us brothers to be, us pastors to be good leaders. Take leadership and work the leadership. Lead our people to the next level. You know, I watch in Alexandria how things are going in Alexandria. And, you know, it seems as though only time we as leaders come out is when something has drastically happened. And that is a sad situation where we only come out and show our leadership position when something devastating has happened. Somebody has gotten killed, or somebody has had a mishap. That is the only time we come together and try. And then when we do that, to create programs. Oh, I'm going to be on television. Look, it's not about you. It's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's about what we can do for people, how we can help folk, how we can lead folk and direct folk. And let me just tell you this: God knows your heart. He knows when you're real and when you're not real. So I say to you, my brothers and sisters, watch out for leadership in this United States of America. Watch out for leadership in your city. In this city, and when you make a decision on who you will follow, first thing you need to do is let God direct you. Let God touch your spirit. And let me tell you something. When God leads you to the proper leadership and tell you this man is the right man, guess what? You know what happens is God never fails you in that area. God leadership is always on time, and ours should be. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, where we, as a ministry, New Life Ministry, and as a church, Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing the society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Watch out. God is ready to drop the bomb on you. Look, you can make all checks and money orders payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Address, mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Thank you for tuning in to KAYT 88.1 FM, the best radio station on this side of Sinlaw. May God bless you, and may he keep you. Is my prayer.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell of the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm glad you have your radio on. I would ask that you would call somebody and tell them that Pastor Grady Blackwell is on the air. I'm so glad that I'm here. I'm up at the radio station, and I just want you to know that I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to talk to you, and I hope that you will call somebody and tell them that we're on the air, First St. Mark Baptist Church, and it's Pastor Grady Blackwell. We're here just to tell you about our church, which we think is one of the best churches in Central Louisiana. It's First St. Mark Baptist Church. It's located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana. We call it the All Meal Quarters. But we thank you again for tuning in. Let me tell you some of our services that we have. Certainly on Sunday, we have Sunday school, which began at 10 a.m. Sunday school started at 10. Regular worship service start at 11 o'clock. And our service lasts about an hour. Once we get our service, that's it. We go and eat and have fun. But on the second Sunday of every month, we call it a fellowship Sunday. After service on the second Sunday, we have a fellowship meal. And that's where everybody that want to, they'll bring a friend or some friend to eat with us. It's our way of building up our church. And sometimes when we bring a friend and they sit down and eat with us and really find out what we are all about, then most of the time they want to make First St. Mark their church home. And we certainly hope that you'll visit us on a second Sunday and enjoy a real good meal afterward. You don't have to go out somewhere and buy a meal. This meal is completely free, but that's on the second Sunday. If you visit us on the second Sunday and have a fellowship meal with us, we believe that you'll come back. And if you're looking for a church home, we believe that you'll sit down and talk with us and have fun with us and break bread with us. We think that you would choose First St. Mark Baptist Church as your church. And one thing I can say, we love visitors. So keep that in mind on the second Sunday. We call this Fellowship Sunday, and we just enjoy having visitors any Sunday, but that Sunday we can sit down and eat with you. Okay. Also, on a Wednesday night, we have what we call Wednesday night service. It's a prayer service, and it's also a teaching service on Wednesday night. We start at 6:30. And we end at 7:30. Some of the people who come on a Wednesday night, you can expect them to be there every Wednesday night, and sometimes they bring somebody with them. Now, one thing I'm gonna tell you about that Wednesday night service, we have some great teachers. We have Reverend John Thompson, I wanna make it clear. And sometimes we have Reverend Michael Lee. And they come in sometime and they teach a real beautiful Bible study and a prayer service. But one thing I know for sure, everybody that attend our midweek service, they enjoy each one of these teachers because they teach the word and they just enjoy it. And they come back Wednesday after Wednesday. But right now, I'm inviting you to come out on a Wednesday to First St. Mark Baptist Church, be there at 6:30, and you'll get out of there at 7:30, and after service is over with, we have hot dogs, maybe some potato chips and some juice. We have that after the Wednesday night Bible study and prayer service. So come on out, another chance that we have to fellowship with you when you come out to First St. Mark Baptist Church. On Thursday, every Thursday, and this has been going on for about 8 or 9 years, every Thursday we have a free community prayer breakfast. It starts around 7 o'clock or 6:45, and it ends about 8:30. But it's a community prayer breakfast, and that is every Thursday morning. So we look for you to come out and join us. And if you're a preacher, pastor, or minister, come out and have a prayer with the community, because some people from the community or wherever they may come from, it's free to anybody who want to come from cross town if you want to, or there in the community, but come by and eat breakfast with us and hear a prayer. We pray for the city. We pray for the community. We pray for the state. We pray for the nation. And we pray for the President of the United States, that he would know that there's a God over him, and that he knows that God controls everything. But we just hope that you would come out on a Thursday morning for our community free prayer breakfast. You're perfectly welcome, and we look forward to seeing you there. And you know, sometimes you visit and get a chance to talk with the people, and you kind of like make it a every Thursday thing. That's what you do on a Thursday morning, is come out and have your early morning breakfast and hear a good prayer, and that starts your day off right. So we look forward, and you're certainly invited to come out on a Thursday morning for what we call our free prayer breakfast. I just want to back up and tell you what we do on a Monday. On a Monday from 6 to 7 is where we celebrate sobriety. It's kind of like AA program or CA program, but we come out and celebrate sobriety. It's not very many of us, but we kind of get together and testify and talk about some of the experiences we've had. And if we got new members, sometimes that helped them to struggle and continue to accept sobriety. Sometimes they have 1 or 2 days sobriety, and some have 20 and 25 years, but you ought to come out and celebrate. Just come out and take a look at us and help us to continue to celebrate on a Monday from 6 to 7. That's in the p.m. So we just thank you for knowing all of this about First St. Mark Baptist Church. And on our services, we invite you, and we love visitors. I just want you to know that. We really love visitors. So we look forward to you coming out on one of those days, and you'll find out that you'll get hooked on First St. Mark like a lot of our visitors have, and you'll want to continue to fellowship us with us, either as a member or as a visitor. Just keep coming as a visitor on those days that I mentioned. So we thank you for that. We know, and I don't mind saying this, and I'm going to say it. Hope nobody don't slap me across the face for it, but I just heard on the radio just before I came on, as a district attorney, Philip Terra was on, and I just want everybody to know that I do support him, because I really think he's a good DA. I have observed him for the last 3 or 4 years, and I just see where he tried to do things in the community to help people out and get people off drugs and help them when they're on drugs and giving people a second chance, and I do appreciate that about him. So if anybody asks me who I support, I do support him. But enough of that. I hope that you have understood what I was trying to tell of some of the things that First St. Mark Baptist Church is trying to do in the community. And if it's something that needs to be done in the community that we're concerned with, First St. Mark is definitely concerned with it. And if anybody got anything that they want to do to improve the community, we would ask you to call on us and tell us about it. And certainly we'll roll up our sleeve and do what we can to help you achieve whatever you're trying to achieve if you're trying to do something good in the community. So we just thank you for listening to us. We thank you for knowing that we are a community-based church, and we'll be that type church as long as, you know, as long as I'm pastor of the church. And I believe, in my heart that even after I'm not, one of these days I'm not going to be the pastor, I just believe that the church itself has set a legacy, and we will, you know, it's going to still be the same. It's a community church. And some people look at First St. Mark as a church that will stand tall and try to keep the community together and try to do things to improve the community. We got other things planned, and we're just going to go and just do the best we can. We always want your prayer in this community. While we're at it, I just want to pray for our church. I want to pray for our community. And when I talk about church, I'm talking about members of the church also. Let's bow our heads. First St. Mark members that may be listening and all radio land that can hear this message now, let us pray. Bow your head, put your mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you know everything and you can do anything but fail. Now, Lord, you know our heart. You know what we're thinking about right now. You know what we want. You know what we dream about. You know the heartaches that we're going through. You know the pains that, you know everything, Lord, because you made us. You know all about us. You know when we about to cry, tears about to come out. And you know when we are happy, when we are joyful of something that have happened. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you. We know that you got the whole world in your hand. You can take care of people over in Afghanistan and Iraq, Africa, all over this world. And yet, you know how many strands of hair that we got on our head because you love us so much. Lord Jesus, if you see anything in us that's not like you, we ask that you would move it right now. Lord, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within. Lord, make us the people that you're calling for in these last and evil days. But Lord, we're so thankful. We're thankful that we can call on you anytime, day or night, because you're available to us 24/7. 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's what we're trying to say, Lord. You're there for us. And we just thank you, Lord. We know that you sit high and you bless us down low. But, Lord, we thank you for blessing First St. Mark Baptist Church. It's a community church. And, Lord, we thank you for blessing all the members with whatever they stand in need of. Lord, sometimes you don't come when we call you. But we also know that you're an on-time God. You don't come when we want you, but you're always on time. And Lord, we just want to thank you for that, being an on-time God. Lord, you know the heartaches we suffer and the trials and tribulation that we go through and things that we worried about. Some people are worried, along with all of us, we worried about the coronavirus. And Lord, it have taken out some of our friends and some of our loved ones and some of our relatives. But Lord, we know that you can handle, if you can handle a cross at Calvary, you can handle a coronavirus. You've handled a lot of things before this virus. And we know that you can say, peace be still, and it'll go away. We're just leaning and depending on you, Lord. We thank you for what you already done. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, we ask that you bless all the people in radio land that hear this message and let them know that everything's going to be all right. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening.